It has been a hot minute since we talked about Wendy Williams. Remember, she we thought was not doing well,
had
was
some medical like,
had
issues,
some medical issues yeah. and was not doing well. Okay, listen to this. Wendy Williams denies she is, quote, cognitively impaired and says she is trapped in a conservatorship a la Britney Spears, claiming she's basically imprisoned in a facility against her will.
Says she only has $15 to her name.
The former talk show host spoke with The Breakfast Club on Thursday, where she denied that she needs the level of care she's currently receiving. One of the show's co-hosts, whom Williams says she's known for 20 years, introduced her as a guest, and Williams, he said, is, quote, being taken advantage of. Enter Wendy Williams into the conversation. I am not cognitively impaired, but I do feel like I'm in prison. She explained that she's in this place where the people are in their 90s, 80s, and points out that at age 60, she feels, quote, sexy and gorgeous. Regardless of the age of the residence where she is staying, quote, there's something wrong with the people on this floor. Her niece joined the conversation, said she is basically locked in and locked up. She is not allowed to leave or have visitors. She sits there all day, every day, all hours of the day, every week, every month, not getting proper sunlight. Said the niece, I went to New York to visit her, and the level of security and questions was crazy.
Which, by the way, if you're not in cognitive decline before
Right? You'd be now.
Do you believe
being hurled into that environment, you are now.
Do you believe it?
Williams was placed in a court-ordered financial guardianship in 2022. CNN has reached out to her legal guardian and attorney for comment. I am very uncomfortable with a complete like financial conservatorship that does not involve a whole lot of people and checks and balances and people who do not have any intrinsic interest in your well-being.
Well, I mean, but everybody thought when Britney Spears was in a conservatorship,
yeah, it was her dad, and he was crazy. That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be allowed to be like that. It should be like someone appointed from the court who is a complete stranger and cannot be blackmailed. Someone from the family that you choose, like, you say, this is the person in my family I trust. And then even like an outside third party that has something to do with medicine that can say, okay, this person actually does not know what day it is, you know, what a dollar is used for. Like, if they're going to take away your finances.
Do you need a state appointed overseer?
Oh, God, maybe more than one, Sam, wouldn't it?
Because then again, that single person could be blackmailed.
Who gets to decide if your potential conservatorship goes to the court?
I'll tell you this. It shouldn't be your dad in the case of Britney Spears.
It shouldn't
Spears,
be anyone.
Who, well,
you don't have the right to put me in a – and I'm not mad at you.
No, I know. I agree with you.
You don't have the right to put me into a conservatorship. That's my money. This is my life.
Well, and how do you prove the cognitive decline prior to death? I mean, you can obviously do a brain scan after, but while they're alive, that person's never going to say, yeah, I'm losing it.
Yeah, her niece is critical of the conservatorship system and questions whether an updated medical evaluation might allow for her aunt to regain some of her independence. I'm not asking for a whole lot, she says. All I'm saying is just treat the woman with dignity and give her the freedom she deserves.
Or give her money back. How can you hold somebody against their will? There are a few things in this story I find a little bit hard to believe. I would just walk out the door.
What happened to Britney Spears? He had people following her, Scott. Like bugged her phone.
I know.
And guess who had a huge financial interest in taking over her finances?
He did. That's right.
I don't like this.
Now, once she was freed from her conservatorship, she didn't exactly prove that she wasn't crazy.
Now, if you are in the throes of Alzheimer's, okay, just let's say in Kansas City, let's not make this about Hollywood, and you no longer understand, you could be taken advantage of. Like, I do think these systems are in place and should be used appropriately, like to make sure no one calls you from Nigeria and says, I'll be your friend if you just hand me your bank code.
I like the woman out of the UK who lost $150,000.
If Wendy Williams is competent enough to go on a talk show and say, yeah, I am 60, I feel beautiful, I have $15 to my name, I don't understand why I'm not allowed to leave, that says to me she shouldn't be in there.
There's also the 50, and I think this might have been in the stack yesterday. I know I sent it to you. The woman in France who was convinced she was in a relationship with Brad Pitt.
Oh, it was France, not the UK. That's what I was referencing.
And it wasn't $150,000, Sam. It was $850,000 that she sent to some scammer in Turkey.
Okay, but was she incapacitated or just incredibly naive?
Incredibly naive.
So are we going to start putting all those women in homes?
But see, why do you have the right to take all of my money? Let's say I do have advanced Alzheimer's. I'm going down fast, okay? And I'm in a home for people who have memory loss. And the home costs, let's say, $4,000 a month, okay? And I have enough money to pay for that for an extended period of time. Why not, you know, let's say it's my mom, okay? It's not. She's fine. But I go to court just to make sure that the memory loss center has the right to take $4,000 out of her account every month. The rest of that money is still hers.
Right.
And she can do with it what she wants. But if it's over a certain amount to the same thing or person, it has to go through me. But otherwise, if, you know, my mom, who's, you know, 80 years old, wants to take out $100 and buy herself something nice or get a nice meal delivered to the memory loss center, that's her business. And not the business of the court and not my business. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.